I came across this story. It has to do with a birthday party that was just held in Maryland. Prince George County putting on a drive-through party for safety for Elaine and Evelyn, twins, 100-year-old twins.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that something?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That is amazing.
That's cool.
They had a drive-by party, as I said, and they received flowers and balloons and gift baskets and gift certificates to their favorite restaurant. And the two said that they plan to visit the restaurant and use the gift certificates to make sure that they got some sangria.
Nice.
So, I was going to ask, do we know what their secret of longevity is?
Now we know.
Sangria.
That's what I was thinking.
They actually say they attribute their long lives to taking care of themselves and getting yearly checkups from their doctors.
Wow. Well, that's smart.
Well, how boring that is.
Yes. Yeah. That is very smart.
I like the sangria better.
Well, you can have both.
Yeah, right.
As long as you're healthy, you can have your sangria. All right, so let's see what
well,
we got.
Wait, what came first? You being healthy, or did the sangria make you healthy?
Well, you know, I don't know. I'll leave that up to whoever wants to determine for themselves. So, Art Lewis, since you are a lover of sushi,
yes.
Would you be willing to change your surname in order to get free sushi?
No.
No, okay.
Well, why?
Because in Taiwan, apparently, a restaurant was offering a free sushi promotion. And nearly 100 people have registered to change their name to Salmon.
Huh?
Which is apparently, yeah, because that's the fish that the restaurant uses for its sushi.
One of them, probably.
Yeah. And so, yeah, 100 people. Now, the Taiwanese government is urging residents not to do that. And here's where I find it, as bizarre as that is, you know, what are you willing to do?
Yeah.
I find this interesting. See, the reason why the Taiwanese government is urging residents not to change their names for the promotion because the government points out that in Taiwan there is a Name Act.
A name act.
Okay. Which allows a person to change their name three times in their lives. Meaning if someone had already used two of them and they chose this for the third one, they'd be stuck with it for the rest of their lives. You could change your name three times.
Well, be careful with the name that you select.
I mean, and they have an official name act in Taiwan, in Taiwan, just to make sure that that's interesting. I find
you
that
only, you can only hide from your creditors three times.
God, apparently not. I mean, I know people have changed their name in this country, but to know that it must be some, it must have been so.
Well, you got to go to a court and do it legally and all that stuff.
Well, it must be easier, I'm guessing, in Taiwan because people have changed their names up to three times.
So they're just warning everybody, those who have already changed their name twice,
just
be careful
aware.
Because
exactly
then
right.
You're stuck with Salmon.
You're stuck with Salmon, yeah.
Good right. thing they don't print phone books anymore.
Oh, man. Can you imagine
change
that?
Rather easy on the internet.
What are those?
Yeah. I still have one in my office that I refer to every now and then.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And Yellow Pages, looking up some things.
What are those?
Again, what are those?
No. You guys misunderstand. He doesn't have a Yellow Pages book. He has a phone book that's so old, it's yellow.
Yeah, right. But sometimes you can't find what you're looking for on the internet. And sometimes people just don't make their contact information real available. I've had times where you really are at a loss to find out where someone's located. Yeah.
Sometimes it's just easier just if you don't have your computer handy, just to look it up.
Mm-hmm.
This is a story from India. Did you hear the story from India? Where at the wedding, apparently a very horrible, tragic situation where a bride collapsed and died at the beginning of her wedding, apparently of a heart attack, while exchanging traditional garlands with her husband-to-be. At the start of the ceremony, she was pronounced dead by a doctor who had to urgently get to the wedding to, you know, make sure the diagnosis, you know, what's going on. She's officially dead. Then what do you do? Boy, that kind of, well, of course you do what you do in India. The consultation between the two families resulted in the groom marrying the bride's younger sister.
Hey. No.
According to the woman's brother, we did not know what to do in this situation. Both families sat together, and someone suggested that my younger sister should be married. We discussed it and decided very appropriate. Very bizarre, as my younger sister is taking the vows while the dead body of my other sister is lying in another room. That's what this says. That's what it says. Another family member says it was a tough decision. We have the experience of such mixed emotions on a day like this.
Did the younger girl have anything to say about this?
Apparently she said yes.
Yeah.
Someone wanted that dowry pretty bad, didn't
they? Wow, I guess.
Again, cultural differences.
All right.
Okay, so.
Yeah, that's the difference is all right.
So you can change your name three times in Taiwan. You can, if you ever experience such a tragedy in India, if you're getting married, just don't worry, there's a stand-in as long as you have a large family.
Come prepared with a backup.
Different world.
Yeah. Another new meaning of I got your back, I guess.
Yeah.